on Southside Broadcasting. It's Tony McDonough with another edition of On Your Bike.
Yes, yes, it is indeed. Exciting stuff. It's almost a festive edition in which we've got, oh, so many fabulous announcements. It's difficult to know where to start, really, Tony, isn't it?
It is, and it's all exciting.
We got the Manila race team, we got the junior team, we got the Manila women's race team, and we've got Temporary Hero providing us with some festive tunes as well. But before all of that, we have got a soon-to-be legend on the line. Now, I don't say legend yet, but soon-to-be legend. He's just joined the team, so obviously he's well on his way to legendary status from that point of view, and he's currently riding for the juniors. He is, of course, whom, Tony?
He is the very talented Adam Pinder.
Adam Pinder, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. So, Adam, share with us, how did you get involved with the Manila race team? Was it something you'd always wanted to do? Was it Tony's charismatic approach that kind of brought you to the whole thing? How did you sort of take that journey?
Tony and Mark, who run the team, they approached me and said to me, look, we're going to set up a youth development team, and we'd like you to join, and we're going to do the big races next year. Would you be interested?
Which makes perfect sense, and that works well. Love you. So give us a little bit about your own background, because, I mean, it's a bit like sort of signing up a quality player in any sport, etc. Do you want to sort of come in thinking, well, he's never ridden a bike at all? What have you kind of done from your own point of view?
Well, I've only been cycling about 18 months, and I only started racing this year, and it was my first year, and I got quite a few decent results, and then it just sort of started from there, really, and I want to get better and better and progress.
And Tony, from your own perspective, is it a case of, yes, we've got the next Bradley on our books?
It's difficult to say, because the junior guys, there's five of them, yeah, and they're all very similar level, and all equally exciting. So it could be Adam, it could be Robert, it could be Will. You really stick a pin in any of those five.
Presumably, are we referring to Robert Allport there?
Robert Wallace.
Robert Wallace. No. Oh, fine. You're quite right. It's all time, yes, of course, because that fantastic five, the quintet of quality, as we refer to them in the junior
yes,
team.
Yes, I think we'll pinch that off you, if that's okay.
That's perfectly okay. We've got Adam Pinder, Robert Wallace, and no relation to William, presumably.
It'd be nice if he did, if he was.
Braveheart?
Yeah, that could be a rallying call, yes.
Exactly. Ted Kane, Tom Hill and Will Corbett are all lined up from that particular perspective. Adam, for youngsters who are listening to this thing, and I think you're right, how do I go, I mean, apart from saying get on your bike, it's the title of the podcast after all, but what advice would you actually give to people who sort of, you know, are just thinking about, I mean, getting involved with cycling as a sport?
I personally started cycling through going to watch, like, the Tour de Yorkshire and the Tour de France when it came to Yorkshire 2 years ago. I went to go up to Haas, and just it really inspired me to buy a bike. It was just a basic bike, and then just start, get out and ride it, and then want to improve and get better and take it from there, really.
Mm. And, of course, next year, I believe, Tony, Tour de France, Middlesbrough, all connected.
Yes, I think we're going to have a sort of team day out to watch.
I should sincerely hope so. if we can't get on your bike together for that routine.
Yes, so I think they'll almost be cycling past here, won't they?
And in fact, also, the other thing is, with it starting there, you get a real chance to actually see and mix and mingle with the cyclists.
Yes, exactly, with the start-finish area.
Whereas if you're sort of just watching, going,
yes, later on on the stage, that's what we'll be doing. But yeah, we'll be taking part in all the starting shenanigans, definitely.
Yeah, I expect that makes great sense. I mean, I've often thought, Adam, that, you know, the Tour de France in Yorkshire, when did Yorkshire become part of France? But it has been great for the area and great for the region. And, I mean, following through the whole sort of notion of, I mean, let's face it, it's the reason we entitle these podcasts On Your Bike, because of all the signs around there. It's very inspiring, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And the amount of people that come out and watch, it's unbelievable. Even in the bad weather, and when it's not great weather, and it's just
I mean, normally at this time of the year, of course, we have some advice for cyclists going through the inclement conditions, but of course, it doesn't exist this time around, does it, really? I mean, it's Easter almost, really, weather-wise.
It's ridiculously mild, yes.
I'm surprised, Tony, you didn't come in wearing your shorts, you know, this very day, but still, never mind. Adam, if you'd be kind enough to stay with us, I'm going to actually sort of put the pressure on you now a little bit. Not too much, it's okay. We're going to actually ask you for your musical critique, because I think it's only fair, Tony, that we actually get, you know, the cutting-edged view of a new junior cyclist.
A 16-year-old's view.
Well, this is it on an American band, of course, who we have featured on our sister station, Siren FM, as yet to do the interview, but it's an interesting line. You could almost say that they've obviously had a success insofar as the title of the song, Jack Frost Has Got Lost. But would you like to introduce Temporary Hero, and then we'll play it, come back to Adam, and he can provide us with his own insight into the whole thing.
Yeah, this is a festive offering from, he's actually one of his team sponsors from Anticordon Records. This is one of his bands, and they're based in Maine, USA, and it's Temporary Hero.
Looks like a cold, cold winter. Plenty of ice and snow. But we'll keep the love light in our hearts aglow. Looks like a long, long winter. Baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share. Get lost, get lost, get lost, get lost. Little Jack Frost, get lost, lost.
So there we are. Okay, big question, Adam Pinder. What did you make of Little Jack Frost, Get Lost by, obviously, Temporary Hero?
I thought it was very, very, very good.
Hey, sighs of relief all around.
There we go. That's a good teenage market.
Clearly he's got good taste and worked our way through that. In fact, you could almost actually use it as a kind of a build-up. It's not a kind of major cycling song, but it kind of helps that initial warm-up, I would have thought, really.
It does, yeah, and it probably fits... probably taking a wrong turn, yeah. Things like that.
Well, as indeed you did on the way to the studio today. Several,
yeah,
in fact.
Three, yeah.
It's astounding. So, wish list, Adam, if we look ahead, obviously, to 2016, what would you like to be talking about in a year's time from now? Would it be a case of, yes, well, progression onwards, championship riding, etc., moving ever onwards? What are your ambitions for the new year?
Well, we're going to hopefully do the Tour of Wales next year. So that'd be a good race to get involved with. And I'd like to go and do the national junior road race and see how I get on in the nationals. Mm. And also the national hill climb championships.
It must be a joy, actually, Tony, working with guys like Adam, because, I mean, the enthusiasm for the sport just comes across just in the short moments we've had him for an interview today, really. It's great stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they're the junior guys all have ambitions to turn pro. Whether that'll happen, who knows, but that's the starting point that we're at next year. And then it'd just be interesting to see how they're going to develop.
And your own particular idols in terms of cycling, Adam? I mean, any particular names that sort of spring to mind? I mean, you talked about, obviously, the Tour de France and the winning from that point of view. Who are your kind of racing heroes?
I like a few, really. I like Chris Froome, and I like Peter Sagan, because he's very... He's just a mentalist, isn't he, really?
There we are. And a vote for Chris Froome, that's quite nice. Chris would be very impressed with that if he's listening. Chris, you know, we know that you often feel as though you're second best to Bradley. No, it's all right.
Yes, he's... I'm more of a Bradley man myself.
Well, you see, there you have it, you see. But no, Chris Froome, and let's face it, he has done quite well in the Tour de France, as Mr. Froome.
He's done all right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so, right, you know, in the fullness of time. We'll be speaking, as I say, to Jenny Finch, our ace writer and cyclist, in the not too distant future. Adam, it's been fabulous touching base with yourself today. There you are, you see. Over 11 minutes, not problem. You know, he was panicking beforehand. We thought, oh, is it Adam, it's okay. You know, got to have faith.
He's a media veteran now.
Well, precisely. It's all done and dusted and sorted. Of course, you can play the interview back as often as you wish, basically, once it goes online. So it's just celebrating. Good luck with the new year. We look forward to connecting with your good self in the very near future. Still to come on Your Bike, the festive special. We're going to be announcing all the members of the Manila race team and the Manila women's race team. We've already given you the junior team. We'll also be finding out this special announcement, which means that Tony is heading off rapidly to Barnard Castle. Barnard Castle, that's where you're heading. We'll find out exactly why you're going there after this.
Offering prestigious accommodation, ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs. A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare. To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or visit our website rosevillecarecentre.com. Roseville Care Centre.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down.
And one tablespoon. Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, oh, then right. You can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
Quite right, too. It's On Your Bike, the official podcast for Team Manila. I just want to confirm, are we still Team Manila?
It's Manila Cycling.
It's
yes.
Manila Cycling. Yes. That's okay. And the Manila Race Team. Okay. Should we do the women's race team first?
You know, ladies
should,
first.
Should we announce that whole thing? We should really have some sort of August music. Any particular sort of theme that you think we should actually have?
Some sort for, of like for this. Simon Cowell X Factor esque voice. Have we got Ride of the Valkyries, maybe?
Do you know, that's a good choice. That would have been an excellent choice. We could do the Addams Family, but Black Beauty, yeah, the Adventures of Robin Hood. I think we will actually use this one because it somehow has the pace and enthusiasm. It's going to be critical because much as obviously Borough Football Club go out to the Power Game, or they did, etc., this could be one of the themes that we think about. Thank you. The Manila Waymans race team is as follows. Tony, would you like to announce the full Manila women's race team for the current season?
The 2016 Manila Cycling Race women's team will be Alana Pryor, Chloe Kelly, Deborah Gardner, Hannah Farron, Hazel Wright, Heather Wesson, Jan Bromley, Nikki Metcalf, Nikki Parker-Bell, and finally Pam Greer.
Hurrah! And junior team we've already heard is Adam Pinder, Robert Wallace, Ted Kane, Tom Hill and Will Corbett, which leaves you, Tony, with the men's Manila race team for 2016.
It is headed by team coach Adam Brooks, followed by Chris Swales, Craig Carruthers, Dave Wilcock, Ellis Hutchinson, Gary Civils, Greg Booth, James Wilson, Joe Mann, Joel McGlynn, Mark Simpson, Nick Parker, Paul Dixon, Paul Sill, Phil Smith, Robert Allport, and finally Russ Wright.
And that concludes the announcement of the Team Manila Cycling Team for 2016. Splendid stuff there, I think. A reasonable thing. If you've got a suggestion, I mean, Tony, they might like to write it directly. They can either use info@southsideradio.com or contact... in fact, how do they contact Team Manila with suggestions for a Team Manila cycling theme?
You can either... find us on Twitter, just under Manila Cycling, also on Facebook under Manila Cycling, or if you want to direct to me an email, just tony@manilapr.com.
Okay. And the team colours, of course, that they need to look out for are?
We're back in the classic white jersey,
nice
celeste stripe.
Manila rhymes with vanilla.
Yes,
Vanilla exactly, White. Yes. Exactly. Ice Ice Baby.
We're hoping for a return to Ice Ice Baby.
Well, it's there. He's never gone away, even though global warming has been amongst us. Okay, so in... Oh, good heavens. 40 minutes from now, so you're going to have to get your pedals to the metals from that point of view as we begin to wrap up this whole thing. You're in Barnard Castle. We can't leave the listener bereft any further. What is happening in Barnard Castle in about 40 minutes' time from now, or has already happened by the time you're listening to this podcast?
Very true. I'm meeting with a venue, or lady at a venue, called the Witham in Barnard Castle. That's with a view to us looking at a team presentation there next February, involving sponsors and a sort of very sort of flash video that we were filming last week in around the Peak District. So it's all exciting stuff. So it's just that's... Today's meeting is to plan how that's going to work.
And as promised, we talked about this in 2015, didn't quite materialise. 2016, we intend fully to get out and about with you to have some more out on your bike outside broadcast. I know we've got the aforementioned Jenny Finch. We've also got Heather Errington who will be joining us. So keep the balance, the gender balance is sorted through there. So that'll be happening. Any final thoughts in terms of what has been a fun year, I think, from Team Manila's perspective in all sorts of ways? I mean,
It's been different to maybe what we expected 12 months ago, but we've learnt a lot, and 2016 is going to be unbelievably exciting for everybody involved.
And we haven't really actually got a catchphrase. I mean, obviously, for Fly Me to the Moon, we have Come on, Borough, and Up the Borough. For Lincoln Inspired, we have Be Inspired. What should we actually, for keep reading, obviously, for Book of the Month, what should you have for the on your bike thing? Should we just say, get on your bike? Have a think about it. We'll get our creative juices flowing.
Yes,
we need a theme tune, a catchphrase.
Exactly. A theme tune and a catchphrase, yes.
We'll work through that. And our phrase that we wrap up with is another musical treat, courtesy, of course, of one of your stable of sensational artists, Glenn Hodge. I thought, let's give him another airing.
Good choice.
Exactly. He was the winner of the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, Midweek Drivette's Choice of Festive Tunes. Mm. One of came top out of five that were actually in there. Would you like to announce it? And that'll see us out of today's package and into a whole new world as far as On Your Bike is concerned.
Yes, to finish the show today, this is Glenn Hodge. The single is available, I think, online via his site, and it's the proceeds go to the Big Issue Foundation to help homeless people at Christmas. And we'd like to say from Manila Cycling a happy Christmas to everybody. And this is Glenn Hodge.
Exactly. And curiously, of course, if you're listening to this podcast on the 18th of December, this is absolutely factually correct as well.
True.
It's amazing. Santa is coming round next week, this time.
Santa Claus, not only for the younger boys and girls, looking for a melody filled with magic of the world. Once a year he comes around and tiptoes in the loft, emptying a gift and a piece of fruit in your big red sock. Soaring through the network, very stealthy, very swift, pulled along by Rudolph, Dancer, Blitz and the other six. Come whatever, stormy weather, rain, especially snow, he'll be there with bells on and a big ho, 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 ho. Santa plays a cameo when Daddy-O's asleep. Mummy-O's in the kitchen cooking meat. Lugging down the fireplace, make a wipe with the chimney sweep. Santa's coming round this town next week. Certain things that must be done on Christmas Eve for toys, like brandy for the man himself and carrots for the boys. Leave them where they need them so it's easy for to see, that maybe on the mantle or underneath the tree. Santa plays a cameo when Daddy-O's asleep. Mummy-O's in the kitchen cooking meat. Lugging down the fireplace, make a wife with the chimney sweep. Santa's coming round this time next week. Now her indoors, old Mrs. Claus, his lovely, loving wife. She waits for Nick to turn before she sets in for the night. Set her in the aftermath of making all those gifts, of cleaning down the workshop and ticking off the list. He's an expert in his field, the one and only Claus. Let's give it up for Santa. Let's give him an applause. Santa plays a cameo when Daddy-O's asleep. Mummy-O's in the kitchen, cooking meat, lugging down the fireplace, make way through the chimney, sweep. Santa's coming round.